The next car was the dining car. People sat at little tables, smoking, eating, and drinking as they chatted or read the newspaper or played cards. The man at the concession stand sold newspapers, and Joseph took one and put a coin on the counter. The concession stand man smiled.
"Buying a paper for your father?" he asked Joseph.
"No," thought Joseph. "My father just got out of a concentration camp." "No, for me," Joseph said instead. "I want to be a journalist one day."
"Good," the news agent said. "We need more writers."
He waved a hand at all the magazines and newspapers.
"So I have more things to sell?"
He laughed, and Joseph smiled. Here they were, talking like two regular people. But Joseph hadn't forgotten he was Jewish. He hadn't forgotten that if he were wearing his armband, this man wouldn't be talking and laughing with him. He'd be calling for the police. Joseph was about to leave when he thought to buy Ruthie a piece of candy. Money had been tight since their father lost his job, and she would enjoy the treat. Joseph took a hard candy from a jar and fished in his pocket for another pfennig. He found one, put it on the counter, and paid for the candy. But when he'd removed the coin, his armband had slipped out too. It fluttered to the floor, the Star of David landing face up for all the world to see. A fist closed around Joseph's heart, and he dove for the armband. Stomp! A black shoe covered the armband before Joseph could grab it. Slowly, shakily, Joseph lifted his eyes from the black shoes to the white socks, brown shorts, brown shirt, and red Nazi armband of a Hitler youth. A boy about Joseph's age, sworn to live and die for the fatherland. He stood on Joseph's armband, his eyes wide with surprise. The blood drained from Joseph's face. The boy reached down, palmed the armband, and took Joseph by the arm. "Let's go," the boy said, and he marched Joseph back through the dining car. Joseph could barely walk. His legs were like lead, and his eyes lost their focus. After Herr Meyer had called him in front of the class to show how Jews were inferior to real Germans, Joseph had returned to his seat next to Klaus, his best friend in the class. Klaus had been wearing the same uniform this boy did now. Klaus had joined the Hitler Youth not because he wanted to, but because German boys, and their families, were shamed and mistreated if they didn't. Klaus had winced to show Joseph how sorry he was that Herr Meyer had done that to him. That afternoon, a group of Hitler Youth were waiting for Joseph outside the school. They fell on him, hitting and kicking him for being a Jew, and calling him all kinds of names. And the worst part was, Klaus had joined them. Wearing that uniform turned boys into monsters. Joseph had seen it happen. He had done everything he could to avoid the Hitler Youth ever since, but now he'd handed himself right over to one, and all because he'd taken off his armband to walk around a train and buy a newspaper. He and his mother and sister would be put off the train, maybe even sent to a concentration camp. Joseph had been a fool, and now he and his family were going to pay the price.